Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning. It's a big weekend in golf with the race to Dubai. It is wrapping up with the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. And the winner will be crowned for the season, just like the LPGA CME Group Tour Championship underway now in Florida for $1.5 million, the largest single purse to a winner of a tournament in women's golf history. So we've got, of course, all the other 60 players. It's a non-cut, so they're all playing, and they're all playing for that $1.5 million. They did not reset points or give somebody a special ranking. It is what it is. You're playing for everything during this tournament. So we got some great guests to talk just about this and many other things, including it's a great weekend because the Plantation Course is reopening today. It is open, the Plantation Course, after the nine-month refinement with Corin Crenshaw and all the guys that were available coming back together who created the Plantation Course 30-some years ago, refining it, bringing it back, and making some subtle changes, some maybe not so subtle. And Mark Rolfing is here. He was part of that team 30 years ago and, of course, part of the team during the refinement process in Kapalua. And we're going to talk with Mark Rolfing. Ron Syrak is at the CME Group Tour Championship. And we're going to talk with Bob Herrig, ESPN2, about all things going on the PGA Tour, European Tour. We'll be back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And for our golfers out there looking for a tee time to play, Volcano has an 850, Makalei has an 844, Poipu Bay has an 830, Royal Hawaiian Country Club an 836, Kahili a 1014, Wailea Gold, the Shane Victorino tournament is underway now. Just a reminder, mostly cloudy and windy today. Frequent showers, a chance of thunderstorms. On the leeward side, it'll be a little less intense. The trade winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 50 still. And that's pretty much across Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. On the Big Island, same. The winds also gusting to 50 miles per hour. Mark Rolfing, NBC and Golf Channel commentator, and the Plantation Course at Kapalua refinement team member. Also Top Golf in Hawaii. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, Danielle. What a guest list, Syrak and Herrig. I feel privileged to be with them today.
Right on. And I'm privileged to have you right there on this day, the reopening of the Kapalua Plantation Course. I mean, tell me, is somebody going to do, like, play the ceremonial shot, the opening shot this morning?
No, you know, actually, we had an event out here yesterday, and I'm still smiling year to year. There were about 80 players, kind of a quiet event, but it came from all over the industry. A lot of the Aloha Section pros were here. Matt Rollins and Kellen Anderson from the First Tee was here. It was sort of like a getting together of the bigger band back together. We got the small band together for the restoration itself, but it was a nice day, and that sort of kicked off the grand opening today. I got to tell you, seeing Michael Castillo on that first tee as the head professional up there now, it was just very gratifying for me, and I all of a sudden had this epiphany yesterday that I've been working on the Plantation Course for over half of my life. Literally, and that's a long time. And, you know, you're never going to get a golf course perfect. You're not never going to get everything right on it. But this is as close as it's ever been. And the number one course in Hawaii just got a whole lot better, I'll tell you.
I was looking at one of the photos. It was shared on Twitter by Golf at Kapalua. And it was number 14, the plantation course hole number 14. It really looks spectacular. And in a way, it looks kind of frightening. It looks like it's almost a blind shot. But I'm looking at it from the tee, from the green. It looks just so clean and clear. The work that was done on that, the tee rebuilt, shifted forward and left, the first fairway bunker removed, the green expanded to 1,200 square feet. That's why I'm saying the refinement was maybe a little bit larger than just, you know, making sure the lines are right.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about what we were going to call this before we started, and refinement was the final decision, but I don't really know that totally comprehends everything that was done. There was a lot of work, and if you look at that 14th green, that was the smallest green on the course, and part of the issue with that green was it was never in as good a condition as any of the other greens on the plantation. We always had trouble with 14 green, and you know, that's not a surprise, because when you have a green that small, the traffic walks off the green on the same place. You know, everybody's concentrated right in one smaller area, and it just needed to get bigger. So it did. So almost every hole has four or five changes, some of them aesthetic, some of them playability, some of them had to do with shot values, some of them had to do with conditioning and maintenance. And so there are a lot of things out there that people are going to be really surprised that have changed.
And well, it's a 9-month project, and I'm just amazed that in 9 months, 107 acres of fairways, tees, rough can be grassed, grown in. It's Celebration Bermuda, right? All the greens are Tiff Eagle Bermuda, and then you've done the bunkers so that they can withstand any heavy rains.
Yeah, we got Billy Bunker. It's a liner that was put in. It's actually a concrete liner that's porous, but it's really phenomenal. And I think of all the changes, the one that people are going to notice the most are the bunkers. Because if you remember when the course was built, Danielle, and in the early years, those bunkers were fiery. They had energy to them. They had a really cool look to them. And over the years, as windy as it is up there, the sand got blown out and the edges became dull and sort of rounded, and they lost their life. And you will see in this refinement now that they've got their energy back. The bunkers are just brilliant. You can see the shadows, the morning shadows, the evening shadows. It really aesthetically has changed dramatically, more so by the bunkers than anything.
You know, they as they would say, they pop.
They do pop. Yeah, and don't get in them now either, by the way, because some of those lips are back.
Oh, some of the lips are back. Okay, what kind of sand in the bunkers?
You know, here's what I don't understand. We live in Hawaii, the greatest place on earth. There's sand everywhere, and the sand came from Vietnam. So think about how complicated that was. It literally had to come and get stored over in Kapolei. 500 tons or truckloads of the sand, just some enormous amount. And so just getting the sand on there was a massive kind of project. But interestingly enough, the old sand we took out of the bunkers, and we used it to shape the new green. And that's what Bill and Ben worked with. So it was kind of like using old clay to model a pot and then throwing that clay away kind of because it was not high-quality sand anymore, and then brought in the new sand from Vietnam.
Yeah, okay. And well, the old sand, it's good to have. There's the drainage. It's good for the grass, isn't it, to have some...
It absolutely is. You know, yesterday was a great test for us, Danielle, because first of all, it had rained quite a bit, and second of all, we had a 30-mile-an-hour wind up there, and it was almost as strong as it was a few years ago when we had to cancel two rounds of the Tournament of Champions.
Right.
But yesterday, because of these new refinements, these were only recreational golfers out there for the most part, some pros, but a lot of average golfers, but it was playable. The greens are so much easier, particularly in a heavy wind like yesterday. So I was pretty proud of the way it played on what was a really hard day yesterday, and it's pretty much the same today.
You should be. I mean, you're all over the world. You're on Golf Channel. You're doing commentating at the tournaments. You're on in the studios. You're on this on sets on location. You're flying to all over the place as you do previews of the tournaments that are coming up. You fly back to Montana, then you come to Hawaii, then you fly back. You're amazing. Are you 35 or so?
Well, I don't know. You know, somebody said to me yesterday, aren't you worried after McCord and Costas got fired? Are you next?
Oh.
And I said, you know what? I don't think so. I'm just starting here. So my job is so good, Danielle. You're not going to see me walking away from it for a while.
No, I didn't think so. But you should be proud of all the things that you are able to accomplish. You know, in Hawaii, the plantation course, and Chicago, you're working there, and you're working with Topgolf here. But before we get to Topgolf, I need to talk to you a little bit about Century Tournament of Champions, which is only, 5 weeks away? It's almost here, the 1st through the 5th, and it's an amazing golf course. Maybe before I say that, by the way, guys, you know, if you hear about this playing of the plantation course, there may be tee times. You're going to have to give them a call. You can go to golf@kapalua.com. You will have to use a cart, right? It's cart path only, Mark.
Cart path only right now. I'm going to be that way all the way to the tournament, but it moved along very nicely yesterday. They played in just under 5 hours.
Yeah.
And people ought to see it. I will tell you, of all the years that we've had the tournament up there, yesterday the course was in better shape than any tournament round I have ever seen it in all the years. So, folks, get out there and play it. You will love it.
Yes. That's why I say, but call quickly, because I know the tee times are filling in quickly for the plantation course before the Tournament of Champions. So, you know, I ask myself a lot about Brooks Koepka. He had to withdraw from President's Cup because of his knee. He can't play golf. And that's a big statement, isn't it? I mean, he can't even putt. He can't, apparently. I don't know. What have you heard?
Yeah, he's in pretty bad shape. You know, for him to withdraw from the President's Cup really tells me how bad this thing is. You know, he is still planning on coming to Kapalua, and everybody hopes he does, but it wouldn't surprise me if he withdrew here. If you think about it, Danielle, Brooks never plays much in the winter anyway. Typically, he plays Kapalua, but no other events on the West Coast. That's always been his only West Coast event, Hawaii, and then he kind of rests up and then plays a lot starting in Florida in March. You know, he grew up in Florida. He's more used to the grass in Florida. Hasn't played particularly well out here. I think he's only beaten 10 players out here in the last 2 years. So given his injury, I wouldn't be surprised to see him take Kapalua off. But I sure hope not.
I hope not, too, because this is fantastic. Will Dustin Johnson be coming? It just occurred to me, Dustin Johnson hasn't won this year?
Yeah, no, Dustin Johnson's in. He won this year. You know, there are a couple guys that are really sad about not coming in. I'll tell you, number one is Jordan Spieth. That poor guy, and I will say this, Danielle, I watched him play in the fall a little bit, and I think he's getting close again. He is putting the way he putted when he was a kid. He's putting great. You know, he is brokenhearted that he's not in this field, and he has told me that no matter what, he will be on Maui a year from now, but I don't even know if he's going to be able to turn on the TV because he loves the plantation so much, and when he sees it, he's going to really wish he was here.
Yeah, and this is the second year. The second year we're talking about him being really disappointed, but we've got a great field. Xander Schauffele, the defending champion. I can't wait to see him play the course. Matt Kuchar, Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson is right there, Francesco Molinari, Rory McIlroy, Paul Casey, Graham McDowell, Tiger Woods, Sung Kang, Patrick Cantlay, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods, you know, here's the issue with Tiger. You know, he wants to desperately play. He is the captain of the President's Cup team. You know, the President's Cup this year isn't doing the Tournament of Champions, the Century Tournament of Champions, any favors in its date because it's the third week in December.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the dilemma for Tiger. If Tiger goes down to Australia as the captain, just like I'm doing, but I get to come back to Hawaii on the 17th of December and be here till the tournament. Tiger either has to come to Hawaii and stay here for a couple of weeks prior to the tournament, or he has to go all the way back to Florida and then turn around and 10 days later come all the way back out to Hawaii. So that is an awkward time frame for Tiger.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. But, we have told him, that I really think, he hasn't played here in a while. And I think in a way it would give him an advantage. The guys that play every year that are used to the old breaks on the greens, like Dustin Johnson, he could read these greens in his sleep. He's not going to be able to now because they're totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually going to level the playing field for the guys that haven't played here in a while.
Oh, I just I want to thank everybody, all the people who were involved in funding and making and doing this, because golf courses need attention. They're living things. They're living, breathing entities. And like anything, they change. So to do what you folks did to make that a real beautiful destination like it's always been, but to make it that the way it was 30 years ago and even better than it was 30 years ago is an awesome thing. I'd like to talk with you about Top Golf. Can we take a real quick break and come back and do that?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We're talking with Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports, and Hawaii Top Golf. Yes, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We are located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837,
your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're back with Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports and Golf Channel analyst. And, of course, he's the man in Hawaii for Top Golf. And Top Golf in Waikiki is something that's been in the planning stages for, gosh, the years are going way too fast, Mark. Is it a couple of years already?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, but it's no surprise it's taken this long. I can tell you, though, there's a light at the end of the tunnel here, and everybody should just keep your eye and circle your calendar for the second week in February, which is 2 months from now, just over 2 months from now. And basically what's going to happen that week is Topgolf is going to make a series of presentations to the neighborhood board in the surrounding areas to the Alawai Golf Course, particularly the Diamond Head Kapahulu Neighborhood Board, which is most affected by the
any changes, yes,
project that's
yes.
coming in. And it's taken a couple of years, literally. You know, you hear so much about the flood studies that are being done, and whether or not the Army Corps of Engineers does a project or somebody else, we all know that flooding has to be addressed at the Alawai Golf Course. It floods when it rains now. So whether or not they do it doesn't matter. We're going to have to take some flood mitigation measures there. But the studies that have been going on for the last 2 years literally are massive, Danielle. We have done traffic studies. We have done noise studies. We have done light studies. We have done canal studies. We have done bird studies. Pretty much all of the issues that could potentially be impacted by a Topgolf project have been addressed. And the neighborhood boards have been asking and wanting a firm date to have a presentation, to have all the questions answered, and really to see the entire project and what it's going to look like. And that's now going to occur in early February.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And now we've got to get to the golfers' questions. You know, I out in the community, as you have been all the time talking with golfers, there seems to be one misconception that Topgolf is going to be taking away their affordable driving range options. And they want a regular old driving range. They don't want a fancy driving range. They just want their driving range. So I think last time we spoke, you spoke about some changes to the plans to have Topgolf on the Diamond Head side, where it's originally planned to be, and then a driving range on the Eva side of the Alawai Golf Course. Is that still in the works?
Yeah, I'm not so sure you would actually call it a driving range. That's a little misperception, you know, because you don't hit all drives over there. You know, that, and certainly during construction of Topgolf, we want people to be able to practice and warm up for their rounds at Alawai and everything else. The plan is still uncertain as to the west side, primarily because of the flood mitigation issues. And as you know, there's two big open areas over there on the Alawai Golf Course. That are going to end up something, but that will be an area where people are going to be able to warm up and practice their golf. There's no question about it. It's interesting. People do not need to worry about not having affordable rates. They are guaranteed that the prices that they're being charged now to hit balls at the Alawai range are going to remain in place for them at the Topgolf. They're literally going to be able to go there and act like it's a driving range. Now, it'll be busy at night, and that's probably not when they're going to go out to the range anyway, but most of the players don't. The time to go out there is going to be, you know, earlier in the mornings or in the afternoons, and they can go out there and practice just like they're doing now. Topgolf is a very effective way to do that. And so I don't think they have to worry about access, and they certainly don't have to worry about pricing.
Yeah,
that's been guaranteed.
So Topgolf is guaranteeing to keep the price that you're paying now at the driving range.
Correct. You know, everybody has this perception, Danielle, that the Topgolf is being built for the visitors. It is not. Topgolf is being built for our community. This is something in the type of thing that everyone has been talking about since Topgolf started. Why can't we get a Topgolf? You know, there's 51 of them around America, and yet we can't get one in Hawaii. Well, we can. And if you look at the Plantation Course and you think about we reopened today, you know, a 7,500, you know, yard, 700-acre course. That is not the future of golf. We're going to run out of land. We're going to run out of water. And as we do, products like Topgolf are going to become more and more important, and they're going to become part of the fabric of our golf industry. And that's what you're going to see at Topgolf. And not only is Topgolf itself going to be a great product, but you're going to see the Alawai Golf Course get much better. It is going to be refined and enhanced because the Topgolf is going in there, because the revenues generated from that are going to pay to fix up Alawai Golf Course and the other city courses. So it's a great great win-win for everybody.
It is a great win-win. I agree with you completely. I'm really looking forward to it. A lot of people tell me they go to Las Vegas. You know, that's our ninth island. They go to Vegas, and they go to the Topgolf over there in Vegas. So I just want to reiterate, Topgolf has promised to keep the driving range costs. So if you go get your bucket of balls to go hit balls at Topgolf, it's going to cost the same as it does now to go to the driving range and hit balls. There.
That, yeah, they don't. You don't get a bucket. The only difference, Danielle, is it comes out of a machine. You hit the ball, and then another one comes out. So you don't have to fill up your bucket and pick them out, actually.
That's wonderful. As always, it's fantastic talking with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the update. I wish I could have been there. There's school, you know, kids going to school.
Yeah.
But that was a really wonderful invitation to have been there with you all to celebrate. And I've kind of vicariously done that talking with you this morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Aloha. Mark Rolfing, NBC and Golf Channel commentator, Plantation Course Refinement team member. We're going to come back, talk with Bob Herrig. He's going to talk with us about all things PGA Tour. And there's some interesting things afoot, you know, about pace of play and all these kinds of things. We need to get into it here a little bit. And a little bit more about Koepka, President's Cup, choices made by Tiger Woods. I think I'd like to cover some of that, even though, of course, the whole issue is moot. I still want to talk about it. All right, we're going to come back with Bob Herrig after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And this is such an incredible weekend. The race to the CME Globe LPGA, the CME Group Tour Championship, is underway in Florida. We're in the third round. Ron Cyrak is joining us from Florida in a couple of minutes to talk extensively about the women and all. I mean, there's some interesting things happening on the leaderboard. If you're not tuning in on Golf Channel, you're missing some really good golf. And then there's the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. That's the culmination of the race to Dubai. So all these people are out there working hard to earn a whole lot of money. You say working hard, they're playing golf. No, they're working hard to win a whole lot of money. We're going to bring Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, into the clubhouse. Welcome in, Bob. Oh, yes, please do call back. Call back. He's just asking me if he should call. She should call back. Yes, please. I just got a text. For some reason, the call dropped. Let me tell you while we're trying to reconnect with Bob. I think he's coming on now. There's something going on at Goat Hill today. It's presented by Link Soul. It's the Persimmon Wood Exhibition Match, and Hawaii's Dean Wilson keeps winning it. All right. And he's in it again. His teammate is Xander Schauffele. So it looks like we'll talk more about Goat Hill and the Persimmon Wood exhibition match. I just think it's fabulous that they do that. But we've got Bob back. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Sorry we lost you there for a second. I was just talking about, I think we got the CME Group Tour Championship, the race to the CME Globe, and Ron Syrak's going to be joining us in a half an hour to talk about that. We've got the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai, the race to Dubai culminating, the race to the CME Globe culminating. I frankly really like that race to the CME Globe concept, the whole thing about everybody's just on equal footing, there are 60 players, go for it. I wish I was complaining during the FedEx Cup when it was finally being played off at the Tour Championship. Can't they just have, like, why are they staggering? How come they get more? Somebody gets, like, a staggered race. It's like putting horses, giving somebody a little advantage, or staggering cars in an auto race, giving somebody more time. But this is golf, so all things can happen. What are your thoughts on all these different playoff formats, Bob?
Well, they do that to reward the guys for having a good year. And I kind of understand that to a point, but sure, it would be far more compelling if everybody who got there started at zero and they play for $15 million. I mean, that would be incredible. And it would actually, yes, it would actually enhance the events going into it, because it would be a dogfight just to get in. I mean, you knew that if the 30th guy who's fighting for his life at the BMW Championship gets to the Tour Championship, he knows if he catches fire for that week, he has a chance to win $15 million. And that's what playoffs are, really.
Exactly.
So the tour kind of wants it both ways. They want to have a playoff, sort of, and then they want to reward guys for a long season so they can say this is a season-long race.
Nah.
It's really not. I mean, it's staggered at the end. You've seen guys win. If Patrick Reed had won the Tour Championship, he didn't have the best year, but he would have won the FedEx Cup. So, I understand why they do it that way. And it actually, this year, it worked out just fine. I mean, the way Rory came through and won, and he actually, if they would have had a real tournament that wasn't staggered, he would have won that also. So, that was good for them in that regard. There's going to come a year, though, where it's not going to work out that way, and they're going to catch some heat for it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the race to Dubai, because there's only five guys who can actually win the big trophy, you know. And Rory McIlroy is not one of them. Rory said something very cool about that, though. He goes, hey, I didn't have that great of a season. I don't know. I thought he did. He was player of the year on the PGA Tour. But he said, I didn't play that well, so I shouldn't be in the top five.
They do it basically just on, they skew their points a little bit more at the end, but it's pretty much, theirs really is a season-long race. The guys at the top, the guys in the top five are the ones who have been leading their money list all year. And so, whereas the FedEx Cup is far more volatile, a guy who was never up there could win the whole thing and win the FedEx Cup. And that's, that's sort of what our playoffs are like. In baseball, the Washington Nationals were a wild card team. They had to win a one game wild card game just to get in.
Yeah.
They weren't as good as the Yankees and the Astros all year, but that's how our playoffs typically work.
Yeah, and that's kind of like why I'm like, come on. I want to see them battle it out.
More guys with a chance. The problem in Dubai is the guys who are 30th and who shoot 70 or 75 the first day, their give a you-know-what meter goes way down. I mean, they don't care as much, and so they're not as engaged. So that's the problem with it. Just the guys who are in contention to win the tournament and the guys who have a chance to win the race in Dubai thing, they're the only ones that are really caring at this point. Mm-hmm. So that's where that event is hurt, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm watching the women in the race to CME and the tour championship they're having, and they're all engaged. I mean, they're fully involved. They want $1.5 million.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what's good about it. I mean, it's everybody's got incentive there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's stick with the PGA Tour right now and a pace of play. Something came out, not confirmed by anyone, but apparently there's going to be guidelines, not rules, but guidelines that go into effect after the Masters on April 16th during the RBC Heritage, so the week after the Masters. And this is all about keeping everybody to 45 seconds. What did you hear?
Yeah, I mean, elbow me in the ribs when they finally penalize somebody for going over 45 seconds. God, how long have we been talking about slow play? It's so nuanced. There's so many aspects to it. They don't enforce the rules that they actually have. It used to be worded differently. It used to say in the rule book, there should not be undue delay. And it was kind of, nebulous. Now they've actually changed it to say no shot should take more than 40 seconds. And so now they're going to go to 45. So they're going to keep track of the guys who fall into this category, but they're not going to announce them. You know, frankly, if you shamed them, they'd speed up. if you would give a list of the slowest players, then the media start asking them about being slow. They'd get moving. And if you start hitting them with a one-stroke penalty, the problem now is what they're talking about is better. Right now, your group has to be out of position before you even get timed, and then once you're out of position, if you take too long, you get a warning. Well, at this point, they're going to speed up, and so then once the group is back in position, they stop timing, and then the guys go back to being slow again. So. Yeah, it's unfair to the guys who keep it moving, the fast-paced guys, a guy like Rory, Brant Snedeker, guys like that, they don't dawdle. And there is a skill in golf to being – part of the skill is being able to figure out what you need to do and hit it. So, the reason this all kind of got going again is because of Bryson DeChambeau, that tournament in New Jersey back in August, and he just took forever on a green.
There's 2 minutes.
Video of it. Yeah, there's a great video of it. I mean, the look on Justin Thomas's face is one of like, he wants to, put a dagger through his eyes. He's so mad at how long it's taking. And he's just trying to, he's got a 10-foot putt. Bryson isn't the only one, and he means well. He's a good guy. But, come on, you got to get moving. And it trickles down all throughout golf. I mean, average golfers take their cues from pros. They want to mimic them. They see what they do. And then they start doing that stuff. And then it becomes to where we're playing, and now everybody's taking too long, and then people complain about why golf takes so long. Well, because they learn from the best, and the best take forever sometimes, and obviously they have a lot more at stake. But, I hope there's something that comes of it. But until they start actually docking guys one-stroke penalties for missing, they haven't done that on the PGA Tour in a real tournament in 20 years. It happened at the Masters a few years ago to an amateur. But it doesn't happen at PGA Tour events. They're afraid. They're afraid to penalize. And until they move on from that, we're going to still be talking about it.
Exactly. So, they haven't made this public, and they certainly haven't confirmed everything. But I did like the part where they have the slow player in the group is going to be the one suffering. He's going to be the one targeted. And the talk is that once the player is on that list of slow, he's, of course, more likely to be timed. And if he is then docked again, so he's warned that he's slow, and then if he's slow still, then he gets a one-stroke penalty. This is supposedly coming out of the Players Policy Board.
Right.
So it kind of gives me more like, okay, if the players are coming out and making this policy, maybe there will be. And they're talking about two more rules officials to make sure that they have enough guys. It's a whole new industry, the rules officials.
Yeah, I mean, that the players want to change it. They know it's bad. And there's been some vocal ones. Rory, Brooks Koepka, you know, they're tired of the dawdlers. You know, they want to get on with it. And they know that there are rules in place to actually penalize guys, and they never go that far. And, you know, there was a pretty good interview that Golf Digest did a few months ago with Slugger White. He's like one of the top rules guys. And he admitted he has a hard time with the idea of penalizing somebody for slow play because of how it could affect their career. Well, you know, you could say that about any rule then. I mean, what about Russell Henley last week, who had 8 penalty shots because he had a different ball in his bag that wasn't the same as the other golf balls he had played? He violated the one ball rule. He called it on himself, 2 shots for each. He was in the top 10. He went from in the top 10 to missing the cut. How much did that cost him? I mean, this is the rule. This is what happens. You know, I mean, you can't just pick out one rule and say, well, we're not going to enforce it because we could be hurting this guy's livelihood. Well, you know, if you hit a ball out of bounds by 1 inch and you call it out of bounds, you're re-teeing it. I mean, it's 2 shots. That's life. That's how golf works. So, you know, I just wish they would enforce the rules that they had. And, you know, when you start penalizing guys and that starts getting talked about and the guy loses a tournament or a top 10 by 1 shot because he had that penalty, it will change the mindset and they will start moving.
Yes, exactly. They have to feel it. It's got to hurt. And it doesn't hurt unless, they, you know, if they're just spanked or just warned and they keep...
Right, or fined. They're fined, which doesn't really bother them. They're small fines, a couple $1,000s. It's a blip to these guys who are making hundreds of thousands. The other thing is, too, is on Thursdays and Fridays, it's hard. When you have 144 or 156, I mean, I know that won't be the case at Kapalua, but it will be at the Sony Open. I think they play 144 there. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's 72 in the morning, that's 72 in the afternoon, divided into 36 on each side. It's inevitable that when they make the turn, they're going to run into guys. It's going to slow down. Threesomes. They're just... Unless you only want to have tournaments of 100 players or 120 players, it's going to be slow the first 2 days. You can't do a whole lot about it. But still, when you're a spectator and you see a guy out there taking 2 minutes, it's not a fun experience. You're hurting the spectator experience when guys are taking too long. People are waiting for them to hit their shots. It's not like on TV where we can watch them go to somebody else. And that's the one thing that's a little disappointing is that they don't take into account the person who pays to actually be there. You know, it can be pretty brutal to sit there and be waiting and waiting for a guy to come through, you know, to the green that you're sitting at, and because they're taking so long trying to figure out what they need to do.
Yeah, and I thought about that during Jordan Spieth's 20 minutes figuring out how to do the shot at the Open when he actually pulled off the win there. If he hadn't pulled that off... The fact that he did pull it off was what was so amazing about it. Watching him go through the, you know, the figuring out what he was going to do and asking this person, asking that person, that in itself bothered me. But then he pulled it off, and so it was a dramatic win.
Right. That was also, though, like a kind of an outlier. That was very unusual circumstance. And the thing there was he had a rules official with him every step of the way who he was asking. And to be honest, I'm not sure they hit the ball on a place that's normally a driving range. And then there was those equipment trucks. I mean, it was like a very, very complicated ruling. And, it took forever. I mean, it took 20 minutes for him to play that shot. And of course, he played a great shot and ended up going on and winning the tournament. That was a big part of it. But that's different than having no outside influence and it takes you so long to hit the shot. I mean, he was trying to figure out, where do I have to drop this? How far can I go back? Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to, you know, he's getting the rulings. He's on a part of the golf course where he has no yardage. He has no idea how far it is. And under those circumstances, that's why you can't have hard and fast, like shot clock stuff in golf, or because that obviously wouldn't have worked in that case. You know, in that he was, the rules official was allowing him to do that. So if the rules official says it's okay, all right, That's not as big of a deal as long as that took.
Absolutely, absolutely, and he pulled it off. It was incredible watching it. It was theater in that at that point, watching Bryson DeChambeau walk around a green.
Right.
Was, you know, theater in a whole different world. Phil Mickelson, you wrote a really beautiful article about Phil Mickelson dropping out of the top 50 in the world for the first time in what, 26 years?
Yeah, I mean, the last time he was outside the top 50 before last week, I don't think Jordan Spieth was born. You know, it's pretty, it's a pretty impressive run that I think kind of gets lost. Phil's consistency and his greatness is sort of lost. He's played so much of his career in Tiger's shadow, you know, with all the winning that Tiger did. Imagine what Phil might have won if there had been no Tiger.
Oh, yes.
The fact that Phil won, I believe, 39 of his 44. No, it'd be 36 of 44. He won nine times before Tiger turned pro. So 36 of 44 tournaments in the Tiger era is pretty impressive. And, you know, Tiger fell way out of the top 50 there a couple of times. Phil never left. And Phil had all kinds of stuff going on. You know, he had that arthritic condition that he had many years ago. He's had a few injuries. He's had personal problems, the gambling stuff, the SEC stuff. You know, his wife had a really bad pregnancy. She had cancer. I mean, all these things that he kind of went through and managed to stay in the top 50. And, you know, he's in his late 40s, and he's beaten back these guys who are 25 years younger than him. It's pretty impressive. And also, you know, he's for the first time, he's not going to play on a U.S. team. He's not going to be in the President's Cup. And that goes all the way back to 1994, which kind of coincides with the top 50 thing. So pretty impressive. It'll be interesting to see if he can get it turned around early in the year and climb back up.
Yeah, you know, he won this year. I mean, he qualified for Century Tournament of Champions. He could be at Kapalua and experience the refinement. It's beautiful. But he started losing weight. He started reshaping his body. I always think that's dangerous. And in your article, I pulled up the quote that he had just had a lot of stuff going on, which is and I just haven't been really focused and into the mental side. I haven't seen good, clear pictures. I haven't been as committed and as connected to the target. I just haven't been mentally as sharp as the last 6 or 8 months. So, you know, when you're going through the changes, he's adopted social media as a platform. He's changing his body. He's getting stronger or svelter. Have you, you know, do you think that is a part of it? I mean, it's just anytime somebody changes their body, it seems to affect their game.
Well, especially the way he did it early on. I mean, he said, like, this was before the Open at Royal Portrush. He said it was water and coffee for, like, 10 days. That was it.
Ouch.
Like, are you nuts? Come on now, man. You know, you're going to play golf. But it did. He lost like 20 pounds immediately. And now, you know, he's kept it off and done even more since. And that's impressive. You know, hopefully he's eating healthy or whatever. And so, you know, it's a tough deal for him. I'm not sure that was a great idea, but I mean, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now, mm-hmm. that will pay off for him.
Yeah, and I hope so. Can you stay with us? I have a couple more questions. I need to take a break and take care of the people who make this show possible.
No problem.
Thank you. We're talking with Bob Herrig, ESPN. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it?
Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Bob Herrig. He is senior golf writer for ESPN. He's at ESPN.com. And sometimes Bob Herrig has questions and answer periods. Do you still do that on ESPN?
You know what? We don't do that much anymore. Those chats that we used to do, which was always kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think they just wanted to do that via Twitter, which is another that brings on its own issues, but we used to do that, and we kind of stopped for whatever reason. I don't know. I just do what they tell me. Usually.
Of course. I just thought it was interesting. I found one, and someone asked you, whatever happened to Ty Tryon? And I went, yeah, whatever happened to Ty Tryon? Is he still playing mini tours?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, that's. And it's been a long time for him. And it's kind of a cautionary tale about starting too young.
It certainly is.
Because I think he kind of burned out. And, it's incredible to think, where he got to so fast and how long he's been really kind of struggling at it since.
Exactly. And then and I think about that because there's the mini tours, and then after you're finished with the PGA Tour, should you get there and stay there, like so many players do that, we don't even think about, like Tim Herron. He really wants to go to the Champions Tour. Another article that you wrote about Tim Herron, RSM Classic is underway. And, you might not remember Tim Herron.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. Lumpy.
Yeah, Lumpy. Yeah.
And he's about to turn 50, and he's kind of struggling to hang with the young guys on the PGA Tour. Although he's having a good week this week in Sea Island, Georgia, and his son's caddying for him, which is really cool. But he's looking to tear it up out there when he turns 50 and plays with those guys who who he can compete with. So, you know, golf's a game of a lifetime, and that's probably why when you're so young, you should be a little bit more patient, because it's a long, long way to go, and it can be a grind, and you can get frustrated if things don't work out right away. And it's very possible that that'll happen. It's so competitive.
And when he was, in your article, I've been looking toward the promised land all summer. That's the PGA Champions Tour, the promised land. I think that was a great quote from him. And to be there with his son, who's 17, Carson Heron, plus one handicap, that sounds like a little contender, too. Now, how about Phil? Do you think Phil will play Champions Tour?
Yeah, wow, that's a great question. These superstar guys have really been reluctant to do it for whatever reason. They still think that they can compete on the PGA Tour, and so they don't play the Champions Tour. They don't play it much, and that's too bad, really. I mean, he should some. Why not? Especially the senior majors.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants to be relevant on the regular tour and keep his world ranking up, I mean, way back, Jack Nicklaus tried to do both and was very successful at both, but the world rankings weren't really such a thing back then. And, he'd play 8 majors a year. He'd play both tours majors.
Jack Nicklaus was amazing.
Yeah, I think the senior majors helps him stay competitive in the regular ones. And it's nice to contend. It's nice to get your name up there and feel the nerves. And not that Phil really has to worry about that so much yet, but you say that, since Pebble Beach, which he won, he's not contended. And, it'll be interesting to see. He turns 50 in June. I doubt you'll see him play any senior golf in 2020. See how he's, he wants to make the Ryder Cup team next year. I think he has a lot of motivation to try to get back. I think a year from now, it'll be a better question to see how much he wants to play senior golf.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't see him doing it at least, maybe in his 52, 53, when he's absolutely certain that he just can't compete anymore with the young guns on the PGA Tour. It's going to be interesting to watch. When Tiger Woods chose, Brooks Koepka said, "I'm out. I can't play golf," which was stunning because it's a big statement. It's so exclusive of all forms of putting, anything. Then he picked Ricky Fowler, who would have been in the points right there. But there were other guys, and I was thinking of Kevin Na, mostly because of his 2 wins this year and his incredible putting. I just wondered why Ricky. It's really personality, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, Ricky was an easy choice. Like you said, he was in the top 12 in the points. He's played on 6 teams, 4 Ryder Cups, 2 President's Cups. Everybody likes him. He's popular. Mm-hmm. He can play with anybody. He's done well in these competitions. His record isn't great, but of course none of the American players' records is great in the Ryder Cup. The problem for him, though, is he hasn't played. He hasn't played since the Tour Championship. He got married. He got sick, he got some sort of a bacterial virus on his honeymoon. He was supposed to play in Mexico 2 weeks ago, didn't. So he's going to play the Hero the week before in the Bahamas. So that's like his only golf going in. You could have probably made a better case for Kevin Na or Kevin Kisner to be picked ahead of Ricky, but Ricky's safe. He's played in a bunch of these. He plays golf with Tiger at home. I'm sure Tiger's probably seen him. They've talked. And Tiger even said when he made the pick, that was the toughest one to not pick.
Yeah.
So you kind of knew that if Koepka couldn't play, which seemed kind of like it was a pretty strong possibility. It sounds like that knee thing is not great. He might be out for a little while, so he might not play into next year. They're not saying a whole lot. So Ricky was the easy call there, and we'll see. The U.S. is going to have a few guys who show up in Australia who haven't played a whole lot this fall, and that's sort of the recipe that can get you beat.
That is, isn't it? Always a pleasure talking with you, Bob Herrig, ESPN senior golf writer. You are so, I so welcome you into the clubhouse at any time. If you look back at this year, what stands out for you the most as the big moment?
Well, I think that's pretty easy. I think Tiger winning his 15th major, you know, what he came back from, how big of a moment that whole day was, just that whole tournament, his reaction to it, his emotion, you know, it's pretty hard to beat that. That was, you know, that was sort of a generational thing. You know, a lot of young people never thought they'd ever see that, and a lot of older people thought that those days were way past. And so for it to all come together like that, and for him to do it, come from behind, which he had never done, you know, just you know, that's not just a year long memory. That will long be remembered.
Exactly. And then he won again.
Right. And very, you know, to me that was more surprising than him winning the Masters.
I know.
I don't think there was any way he was gonna be competitive there, and he ends up winning and he looked really good in doing it.
Exactly. Couldn't help but pick himself.
Right. Yeah, he made that easy after that.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, for being on the show. Real pleasure. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Ron Czyrak. He's over at the CME Group Tour Championship, and there's a whole lot of golf being played. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Czyrak is Global Golf Host and Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, the LPGA Media Excellence Award, author of Vision 54, a trilogy of books, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages. He's covered, well, he probably doesn't want to tell, over 160 majors. You can find him at ronczyrak.com and, of course, at lpga.com. They have his featured articles there. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
You know, it's so exciting. When I left the house, I didn't want to leave the house, watching what was happening on the, you know, LPGA Tour for the final CME Group Tour Championship. Se-Yeon Kim, Lexi Thompson, Brooke Henderson, Caroline Masson, Ally McDonald, Jessica Korda was up there and was, you know, what happened?
Jessica Steele, she's five shots off the lead and tied with her sister, both five off the lead. So they're still in the hunt. But right now, Se Young Kim has opened up that four-stroke lead. And, you know, she's just one of those players, when she gets on a roll, she doesn't make mistakes. And somebody's going to have to track her down. The good news for the rest of the field, this is a golf course that has a lot of birdies on it, so somebody can make a move still.
Yeah, and it's so exciting. The CME Group Tour Championship with the 60 players, this is exactly the kind of playoff that I was asking for from the other tours. Just wipe the slate clean, let the 60 or however member, how many have managed to get in after the season long, just wipe that slate and let them compete and go for that $1.5 million, that record amount of money the winner's going to walk away with.
Yeah, this has been a really, really great week for the LPGA. You know, it started out, Carlotta Sanganda collected the Aon Risk Reward Challenge $1 million bonus, which is the same amount of bonus that went to Brooks Koepka on the men's tour, the sort of first time that there's been an equal prize for a man and a woman in a similar competition. And then later in the week, they announced that Commissioner Mike Wann's contract had been extended. Then they released the schedule for 2020, which has a record $75.1 million in prize money and more than 500 hours in TV time. And now we're building up to tomorrow. Somebody's going to walk away with a $1.5 million check, the largest first prize in the history of women's golf.
It's
good week.
It's an amazing week on the tour. And Mike Wann, who's created these 33 events and this incredible purse for the women, total purse doubling from 2.2 to 5 million just for this event, 1.5 million going to the winner, and the increase in the overall amount of money that's available to win on the LPGA Tour is wonderful. And he says, I'm just getting started. What did he say when he was talking about what his plans are?
Yeah, you know, I know that the plans going for it. Look, prize money on the LPGA Tour has nearly doubled in the 10 years that Mike Wann's been commissioner. But the women are still playing for about a fifth of what the men are playing for. And that's on the radar screen for Mike Wann. He wants to drive up purses more. He's comfortable with the number of tournaments they have, wants to keep purses going up, and they have been going up. And the key in that is TV exposure. And he realizes that as great of a job as Golf Channel does, you expand your fan base, your marketing base, by getting on network TV and reaching those casual fans. You know, when you're on Golf Channel, you're preaching to the choir. People are already golf fans. Get on network TV, you bring in new fans. That's his goal. He says that next year they're going to have at least seven tournaments. They're going to have network TV exposure. That's a huge step in the right direction.
Yes, it is. And I think it's incredible that the PGA Tour is working to negotiate the LPGA Tour's TV contract coming up.
Yeah, both contracts expire after the 2021 season, and they the fact that they are negotiating together indicates to me that the PGA Tour is going to leverage its considerable weight to get better TV exposure for the LPGA. And I think it's an admission on the PGA Tour's part that the LPGA is the second most valuable property in all of golf, second only to the PGA Tour, and that the PGA Tour wants to be aligned with the LPGA and wants to get it greater exposure.
Yeah. I mean, the LPGA is televised in 175 countries. That's incredible. You know, 100 million households. And if the PGA Tour, as it seems to want to do, is going so global, the LPGA has been the one that's gone forward ahead of the PGA Tour. They've made the inroads in places where I'm sure the PGA Tour, like Japan's Zozo, right? The first time the PGA Tour has played in Japan, boy, LPGA has been around for a long time playing in those markets.
Yeah, the Japan Classic has existed for about 50 years, you know, and that's a tournament that's now an official event on the LPGA, but it's been around on the Japan Tour for 50 years. And look, a couple of commissioners ago here in the LPGA, Ty Votaw was the commissioner, and when he left the LPGA in 2005, he was hired by the PGA Tour. And one of the reasons the PGA Tour was interested in Tai was because of his contacts in Asia and how successfully he had grown the tour in Asia. And that was an area that the PGA Tour wanted to grow into. And if you look at it now, the PGA Tour has official events in China, has official events in Japan. You know, they are growing over there. And what they've done is they're following the example, the model of the LPGA in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they see that. And whatever they can do to help the LPGA has already been helping them for a while. That's it's amazing. It's wonderful. So right now, the top 14, four in the top 10 of the race to the CMA Gold coming to the tournament. Let's see now. We've just got Lexi, Jessica, and Nelly Korda are one. There are three Americans here. Three Americans: Lexi, Nelly, Allie McDonald, Marina Alex, and Jessica Korda. So much has changed since I left the house this morning. It's a really dynamic leaderboard. And if you're not watching Golf Channel, you should be, because it's fabulous. Se-Yeon Kim is 13 under. Lexi Thompson is 10 under. Nelly Korda is 9 under. And they're playing. Caroline Masson is 9 under, too. They're playing amazing golf. Watching them is wonderful. Now, everybody talks about Jin-Yong Ko because she's Player of the Year. She is not at the top of her game, it seems, at least not so far. Are you watching her?
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's a 7 under par. She's 3 under for the day. And it's not that she's Jin-Yong never plays poorly. I mean, part of the strength of her game is that she's amazingly consistent. She's the woman who earlier this year went 114 consecutive holes without making a bogey. So it's just that other people are playing well. And Se-Yeon Kim is somebody who, when she gets on birdie runs, makes birdies in bunches. She has the LPGA all-time scoring record when she went 31 under par in last year's Thornberry Creek Classic. So it's not that Jin-Yong is playing badly. It's that other players are playing very well. But it is sort of fascinating right now that you're seeing Lexi Thompson and Nelly Korda and Jung-Un Lee 6 all moving up into contention there. And the stage is being set for what I think is going to be a really compelling Sunday. Under the old format, when they reset the year-long points when they got to this tournament, it would eliminate about 80%, 90% of the field from having a chance to win the million-dollar bonus. Now, under this new format, all 60 players are in the tournament this year. Everybody's points are reset to zero. They all have a chance to win the $1.5 million. And we're going into the final day with big names like Se-Yeon Kim and Lexi and Nelly, who have a chance to get it. But we're also going to get somebody like Carolyn Masson, who was number 28 on the points race coming into this tournament. Last year, she would have had no chance to win the purse prize. Now she's got a shot at it. In my mind, that's going to make tomorrow a really exciting day.
Yeah, it most definitely is. Now you look at the leaderboard, and Ron Cyrak, who, of course, is Golf Channel contributor, LPGA.com. You can find his articles there. Who do you think out of this group that's close could actually come out and take it from some of the leaders? Who's got the firepower? It seems like Arya Jutanugarn, Brooke Henderson?
Well, there's a lot of people who are capable of making a bunch of birdies who on this leaderboard. You know, certainly Lexi is one, and Nelly is one, and so is Lee 6, and so is Jessica, and so is Brooke, and so is Jutanugarn. And by the way, Jutanugarn is somebody who opened this tournament with a 76, you know, and seemed to be like was not going to be a factor at all, and she's played her way right back into the mix. But that's part of what's going to make this final round so good, and it's what makes this golf course a great place for this. It's set up in a very birdie friendly way, and that makes room that gives an opportunity for a lot of movement. Somebody can go out and shoot 64, 65 and gain ground.
When people start talking about there being no Americans who are really competing at the level of the Korean golfers, what do you say to that?
Well, there's a couple things to say. The first thing is there's three Americans in the top 10 of the Rolex rankings. No other nation has more than that. Korea also has three. So what's changed is that the Americans haven't gotten worse. The rest of the world's gotten better. I went through, there's 182 players listed on the LPGA money list coming to this tournament. There are 30 different nations represented among those 182 players. There's 60 players playing here this week. There's 17 different nations represented in there. 10 years ago, Thailand didn't have any professional golfers, and now they got some of the top players in the world. You're seeing the same thing happening in China. We saw at the Women's British Open this year, Hinako Shibuno from Japan, 20 years old, come out of nowhere to shock everybody and win that tournament. It's when I first started covering the LPGA 30 years ago, 90% of the players were Americans, 90% of the winners were Americans. Now, fewer than 40% of the players are Americans, and the number of winners reflects it. So it's not so much America going backwards as the rest of the world getting really, really better.
Really, really good. Very, very, very focused. Very few distractions. I just see a different mindset coming out of Asia where everything, it's all about golf, which is dangerous. As you've talked to me before on the show, that you need to have other facets to your life. Otherwise, your burnout factor. You know, I think of Lydia Ko, and I wonder what's going on with Lydia. She was at the top of her game, and then all these changes happened, or she decided maybe I want to find out what else there is in life other than golf. What are your thoughts?
It's certainly something that, you know, when Siri Park, when she retired, said she wanted to go back to Korea and teach young players exactly that, that you need more in your life than just golf. You need other things. We've been seeing Lexi Thompson going through that for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. She took some time off last year because she spent her entire life, since she was 12 years old, trying to grow up in the spotlight of public attention. And, you know, another thing that's had an impact on golf in the United States is Title IX has been so successful that it's created more competition for the best athletes. You can get college scholarships now in lacrosse, in soccer, you know, sports that 20 years ago weren't a factor as college sports attracting female athletes. So golf is competing with that, and that's less the case in a lot of the other countries. You know, all in all, I just feel like the women's game's in a really, really good place. Mike Wann's taken what some people perceive as a negative and turned it into a positive. He markets the LPGA as golf's global tour, and it truly is. And the fact that it has a fan base around the world, a corporate support base around the world, is just huge. And it gives it really, it's on the most solid footing right now that it's been in the entire time I've been around this tour.
I'd like to talk with you about the Rolex Awards celebration that happened, when was it? On the 22nd, I think, a couple days ago?
Thursday night, yep.
Can we take a quick break? Can you stay, or you've got to run?
No, absolutely, I'll stay.
Okay, sure. We'll be back after this. We're talking with Ron Cyrak. He is Global Golf Post and Golf Channel contributor. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It always happens to 100-year flood. It's to you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Call O2, Direct Insurance Billing, licensed and bonded.
We'll handle all the restoration for you.
Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@wailaeagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing! Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we're talking with Ron Syrak. He's Global Golf Post, Golf Channel contributor. You can see him every Monday on Morning Drive. And I saw him this morning on Morning Drive getting the stage set for everybody. LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient and the recipient of the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award. He's been covering golf for a long time, very insightful. And last night was the Rolex Awards celebration. And of course, we had one of the winners was kind of Jin Jong Ko was, you know, was she a shoe-in for Player of the Year, Ron Syrak?
Yeah, she wrapped it up about a month and a half ago.
So, but then we had the Rookie of the Year, Jung Jung Lee Six, the 2019 Louise Suggs Rolex Rookie of the Year recipient. And I understand she delivered a very eloquent speech last night. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, everybody should go on YouTube and find it and see what she did. She's somebody who is still learning English as a second language, and she delivered a speech entirely in English that was not only flawlessly delivered, but it was delivered with emotion and feel to it. And then it brought tears to her eyes when she got a standing ovation at the end of it. It was brave, it was thoughtful, and it really showed everybody how special it is that this tour is as global as it is.
What was her message?
Well, it was thankfulness to have the opportunity to play with the best golfers in the world, to be embraced, American-based tour, and just a thankfulness to have this opportunity, and in a sense of appreciation for the success that she's achieved. And there's nothing about anything that she's gone through that she takes for granted, that's for sure.
Isn't that wonderful, the gratitude and living in it?
And to go back a little bit, earlier in the week when Carlotta Singanda received the $1 million bonus in the Aon Risk Reward Challenge, and in her interview, you know, her parents and her boyfriend were in the back of the room, and she was talking how important family was to her. But then she just broke down and started crying because seven-figure prizes in women's golf are not that common, and they are in men's golf. And I'm sure that when Brooks Koepka accepted his $1 million, it did not affect him anywhere near as deeply as it affected Carlotta to collect $1 million. And I think you saw that with Lee Six, too, when she was giving her speech. Her gratitude, her sense of appreciation for the opportunity that she has and for what the LPGA, the stage that the LPGA has provided her on which to perform and on which to make a living. It's truly something that she's grateful for.
Yeah. it's life-changing. I mean, it's, you know, it's said a lot, but those kinds of purses are then life-changing. And you can continue on if you have a slump. At least you have backup, because so many people travel on the LPGA and the Symetra Tour, and they're going, you know, paycheck to paycheck. They're hoping to get a paycheck to go paycheck to paycheck. It's a passion that you have to just pursue, because that's the way you are, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Were you able to go to the World Golf Hall of Fame Awards when Annika Sörenstam was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it was the PGA of America Hall of Fame. Yeah,
Excuse me.
Yeah, I went up to that in Palm Beach Gardens, and Annika went in, and Shirley Sport, one of the founders of the LPGA, went in, and I had the honor of writing and narrating the her tribute video. I went out to Palm Desert and shot it with her, and then it was presented that night. But that was a moving night for everybody too. For Annika, yet another award for her. She's in every Hall of Fame that exists on the planet, pretty much. But for Shirley, you know, she was not only one of the 13 founders of the LPGA, but she created the teaching and club pro division. And she was just really a pioneer in teaching golf, and particularly in teaching golf to women. She became not only a coach, but she became a coach of coaches. She taught other coaches how to bring women into the game and teach the game to them. And she's somebody who, as important as her role was in being one of those 13 founders of the LPGA, it was just as important, maybe even more important, in what she did to bring the game to millions of other women, literally, by the number of teachers that she's placed out there.
Well, just recently on the show, Vision 54's Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott were on, and we were talking about their books that you helped them write and your experiences with Vision 54 and how that played a part in the writing of the books. And so you've been mentioned several times on the show, and I always appreciate Ron Cyrak being on the show, author of Vision 54, the three books, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That's published in 8 languages. And if you want to get something to read for yourself, to do yourself a favor, getting to know the game better, these would be, the best-selling Every Shot Must Have a Purpose would probably be a good one. Or Play Your Best. I don't know. Where should they start, Ron?
Well, every shot must have a purpose is a great overview of Vision 54. And then Play Your Best Golf Now really shows how the Vision 54 method can be used not just in golf, but in life in general.
Perfect.
So both of them are good books.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show, Ron.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Ron Cyrak, Global Golf Post and Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, and the LPGA Media Excellence Award. And, of course, excellence, that's what you'll expect when you get in touch with some of the people who make this show possible. I do want to tell you, though, keep your eye on Goat Hill today. Link Soul presents a persimmon wood exhibition match. Do you know persimmon? The persimmon woods? Yes, that's what they're playing with. Xander Schauffele and Dean Wilson versus Jeff Ogilvy and Chris Riley.
It's called the Wishbone Brawl, and there's a driving range clinic that's hosted by Matt Ginella, so they're having a whole bunch of fun over there. And we're having a whole bunch of fun here in Hawaii, even with the breezy conditions. Get indoors if you see or hear thunder, of course. That's always dangerous. Thank you. Thank you to the people who make this show possible. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, you know, you never know. A pipe breaks or the water gets into your house. You didn't expect you came home and the window was open, or worse, the sewer pipe breaks or mud is left in your home. The first call you make, of course, is to make sure your family's okay. But the second call you make is to call Oahu Extraction. They're available to you 24/7, on-site in 90 minutes. Their number is 808-330-6212. That's OahuExtraction.com. Creative Plumbing, no project is too big. Whether a small build, a renovation, or repair, if it's new, or if it's the redoing of a 40-story plumbing stack in your building, you need to have it done right, and Creative Plumbing will do that. Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's your plumbing. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, they put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And Bougainville Flooring, the superstore with Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. They've got carpet and porcelain, wood and ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Dress up your house. Installation supplies available too. That's Bougainville Flooring near the NEX. Hey, if you'd like to hear the show again, do give us a, or check out radiogolfclub.com, radiogolfclub.com. Bayview Driving Range is open. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.